This evening, I would like to share with you, this is a popular verse and well known. And every time you have a mission conference, you hear this message. This message is not new. This is only repetition. Maybe it be a reminder asked. Okay? So, please open our Bible on Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 up to 38. Okay? So, can I ask to stand us as a reverence of the Word of God as we read? Okay, I will read and follow your eyes. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching them, or teaching there in synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, were scattered abroad as sheep as no shepherd. Then said unto his disciples, the harvest truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth a laborers into his harvest. May the Lord bless word. Let's pray. Father, once again, we come to you in throne of grace. We ask you your blessing tonight, Lord, as we listen to your word. May the Holy Spirit move us, Lord. May the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts so that we can understand your will in our life and we can follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Okay. Now it's 7:45. Now, I noticed this trip with my wife, especially in California. The big church we are visited. And sad to say, they are big church building that I visited. There are 10 churches. Their building, they're big. But you know how many people in that building? Sometimes only 10, only 5. That's why I told them, Pastor, if I can bring this building in Philippines, I bring it. Because it's sad. They have a big building, nice building, but no people. And I don't know why. Probably I can bring in the same thing. Probably they did not doing the mandated that God given to them. What is our mandated? And I do believe even this church, Galilee Baptist Church, God is not accidentally to put this church, but it is God's will to put this church so that his name be glorified in this place. Amen? And also the people will come here. Especially right now, we are in the last day. That's why even Paul said, redeeming the time, because the day are evil. You know, I'm so sad, and sometimes I cry. And you know, that's why I urge you and encourage you to do the will of God. You know, being a Christian, being a believer, sometimes people, they want only blessing. Sometimes people, they want only benefits, right? And being a Christian, we say, it is easy to be a Christian, but it's hard to be a Christian, right? But you know, many people, they want only benefits, but they did not want to do, or they did not do their responsibility. Even this, in this church, I know this is your family church. This is your family in the spiritual. And I know you have a privilege in this church. But the sad things, sometimes a lot of privilege, but we are not doing the responsibility. You know, it is only part of your responsibility every Sunday, every Wednesday you are here. If that's the case, even though you are perfect number, every Sunday, every Wednesday, you are only doing hop. Because the reason why God call you and got you out of darkness and bring into light so that you want God to use you for His glory. That's why, you know, our topic for today is about the same thing as, are you a harvest helper? Are you a blessing to this church? Sometimes in one way it's only giving you, you want getting someone, but you never give. Right? So now the problem why the church they are slow to grow, but not growing, not because of God, but because of believers. Right? So even here, world mission is hindered by labor shortage. So a lot of pastor or laborers are few right now. And even in Philippines, many pastors also, they are resigned for their position because of discouragement and also their financial income also. But the thing is, it is sad. Now, are you a harvest helper? Today is a harvest time. Even in Matthew, look in Matthew chapter 5 or chapter 4. John chapter 4 verse 35 says, say not he, there are yet 4 months, then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They are white already to harvest. That's why, you know, sometimes I am so envious for the Jehovah Witnesses. You know why? Every Saturday, they knocking the door. They have a pamphlet to give them to the people. And then sometimes, even though you are washing, still they want to talk to you. What about those? Do you have a nameplate here? And then necktie is black, and then short sleeve, white. That's a Mormons. What about the Galilee Baptists? How you identify? I don't know. It's up to you. But these people, they are cults. They have no God. They are not in the truth. But they are so busy doing their ministry. What about us? Sad to say. Now, if every believer was encouraged to be involved in evangelism, like in Church of Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2, verse 46. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 says, and they continually daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread and from house to house, and they eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Singleness of heart means they are united. They have a unity of this church in sharing the gospel, in spreading the gospel. You know why? That's why there is three things we must know it. First, God's plan for the harvest, God's plea for the harvest, God's promise for the harvest. Okay. God's plan for the harvest. This is a spiritual plan. It is not literal. Because in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Means if you see this and meditate this verse, we have three things we see: personal, power, and promise. Who is the personal? Those who accepted, those who are believers, they have power. They have promise. They are the only thing that God used them. The believers, the sons of God. That's why when you receive Jesus Christ, automatically the Holy Spirit is with you, right? So you have power and have a promise. Of course, the promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then, not only spiritual, but it is also simple plan. What is the simple plan? It is easily, as a Christian, it is easily our responsibility. What is our responsibility? And said in Acts chapter 4, verse 20, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. In in this simple plan, we can see, is speak what they have heard. So they speak, they preach what they have heard. The same thing, they share it, what they have heard, right? What about us? Are we only, the sad things to say, sometimes even the members, they come to the church. They are only, what do you call this, earn knowledge, but no application. Actually, this is, you know already this. But sometimes the question is, even though we know this, and the thing is, are we doing this? Secondly, not only to speak, but also show. Show what they have seen. Even in John chapter 9, verse 25, the answer and said, whether it be sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. They show what they heard and what they learned. You see? Means, even that, that's why Filipino, it is effective, the networking, even soap opera, because Filipino, they like drama, that's why they focus. And then even though they also watching the same thing when they share, they did not, what do you call this? To share their, what they watch. What I mean, they cannot stop. The same thing, when we heard the message of God from our pastor, when we teach us, must be applied in our life. Then not only speak and show, also share. You know, one of my prayer also to my kid, to my family, every day, every morning, my prayer is, Lord, please help us to see our Christ in our life. Be a good example. Our testimony. You know, sometimes even you cannot share the gospel when they saw you or see you, your life is good, then did we accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Am I right? So the same thing said, not only speak and show, but share what they have experienced. If you open in 1 John chapter 1, the Bible said, it said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen in our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hand have handled the word of life. For the life was manifested, we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested unto us. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may fellowship with us, and through our fellowship with the Father, and we with his Son, Jesus Christ. You see? Brethren, I know, sometimes I remember when we are a new Christian, new believers, we are on fire. We are so hot. But later on, our spiritual life will down. And we are only satisfied attending church. Right? Then, second, not only God's plan for the harvest. Second, God plea for the harvest. In verse 38, if you read in verse 38, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth the laborers into his harvest. Prayer, it is, means plea is God asking, as begging for us, please. And even us, even me, I ask to the members, please, I'm begging. We need to share the gospel. We need to also, right now, even though we are a mission work, we are also supporting a missionary. We have at least 3 missionary we have been supported, even a little amount. But it's also encouraged for them. Not only we are doing the soul winning or preaching the gospel, but we also extend ourselves. That's why sometimes I told them, if you cannot come with me to soul winning, you give me money and I will seek person to do your job for you, right? You can do that. Even you have a missionary to the other country, and I will salute you and your pastor. We need that, and if the church is a mission minded, God will be glorified. Okay, and then the thing is, why is it there are labor shortage in the harvest? Because indifferent means even though the Bible said, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send for laborers into harvest. Sometimes we are lack interest. Like when you say your pastor announced, okay, brethren, by Saturday we must saturate our nearby. But sometimes we say, pastor, I'm not feeling well, pastor. So many reasons. We are indifferent, right? And not only that, we are defiance, means we are disobedience the mandate that God given us. And even in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, said, and He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is a mandate that you like it or not, you obey or not, this is God given to us. This is a command for us to share the gospel. And sometimes we are defiant, we are disobey. Not only that, we are resisting also the will of God. Okay? I have a 5 minutes. And then last, not only the plea for the harvest, and the last is God promise for the harvest. There are 5 divine promises here, and I no need to expound. First, the presence of God. This is the good thing, because the promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, right? And even in Matthew, the Great Commission, go ye therefore and preach the gospel, and I am with you till the end of the world. You see, the promise, the presence is there. And then not only that, the protection. I remember, I think I visited here in, 2007 in Tacoma, and then in Liberty Baptist Church, and then Pastor Rick Brock is a very soul winner. And then before he allowed me to stand to the members, said, come with me. And then we are door knocking. Of course, as a Filipino, sometimes we have a pride. Pastor, me. And then I knock. And then when I knock, this place is a black people. And then he has, the big dog, probably German dog. And because the one to hear the gospel, he command his dog to bite me. Oh my goodness, I ran past. That's why I told to brother Rolly, the truck of Tundra, I jump it. You know, well, my point is, God will protect you whenever you go. Even in communist country, even in China, Vietnam, still God will protect you. Even here, a lot of verses. Even King David said, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Okay? Not only present protection, of course the provision. Well, it is a comforting to us. That's why even me, I'm not worrying about my needs. Because the Bible said, even in Paul said, but my God shall supply all your needs according His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Means God can supply your needs, not your want. Well, I want car. Is it need? No. I can live, I can minister without car, right? But I cannot live without food, right? God can supply. He never fail God for our needs. That's why even in Matthew chapter 6, don't worry, right? When you experience discouragement, just look the word, and the word will give you a comfort to you because God feed them, right? Not only provision, but also peace. In John chapter 20, verse 18 to 21, you have peace in your heart. That's why this is our difference between non-Christian and Christian. Even though we are a lot of problem, still we can live and we have peace. We can smile because of God. Right? This peace I give unto you that cannot give the word. Right? That's why. And then the last, not only the power. Of course, the power. I can do all things. Now, I want to end in this. No? God can reap the harvest. Amen? But how can reap the harvest if no one do this? There is five things we must do. First, if there is enough concern with our members, if there is enough concern with our members for the multitude people who are lost, then God reap the harvest. Amen? Now, the thing is, even Christ, when he see the multitude, they are fainted, they scattered, no shepherd, he compassion. He has he sad to see these people. What about you? Do you have a concern for them? Like this, pastor pray for about Kobe Bryant, very popular, and he pray, I hope this happen. Will be a minister or to preach the gospel. Right? Then, second, not only that, if there is enough prayer for the laborers, then God can reap the harvest. We need prayer, I told you. How's your prayer? What about your individual? I remember my members when I was pastoring Kalantas Baptist Church. Our prayer is very long because we have a three blackboard or white blackboard. The size is 4x8. And we write our prayer. And then one of our members said, because it is by twos. And he said, Lord, thank you so much for this privilege that we have, that we can give our prayer. And said, our prayer is in the board. Can you read it? In Jesus' name, amen. Oh my goodness. How about you? Well, I'm not saying that's wrong, but maybe you can. Prayer is, it is a privilege, right? It is a privilege. You can talk to God. If you have a problem, come to God. If you have a burden, come to God. If you have a blessing, come to God. Right? Then, the third is, if there is enough commitment to surrender to his call to go, then God can reap the harvest. The Bible said, go. Not it said, Mr. Go. But this is telling us, all of us, go. The ministry is not only for our pastor, not only for the leaders, but it's of us. If we are truly believers, you must go. And then, if there is enough dedication to follow him day by day, then God can reap the harvest. And last, if there is enough conviction to stand the truth and firm through all things, then God can reap the harvest. My question is, are you doing the ministry that God entrusts you? Or are you doing the purpose of God, why you chose you? Why he brought you here? If not, this is the time. The time is very fast. I extend 5 minutes. Sorry. But I want to talk to you. Okay? Now, can we bow our head and close our eyes? And then I will ask you again, are you a harvest helper? Or in other words, are you blessing in this church? Or is God pleasing you? If not, this is the time. You know, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is near. All sign of his coming is already here. And why not God not take your life? Probably the purpose is he wants you to use you for his glory. Ask God. I do believe the Holy Spirit spoke to your heart in a single word, in a single sentence. I know you have a decision you want to do. Let's pray. Father, once again, we come to you in the throne of your grace. Lord, thank you so much for the salvation that you gave to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave his life for us. And through him, we have access to you. And through him, we have eternal life. And through him, we have an earth in heaven. And the purpose, Lord, why you save us, not only that for the blessing, but also you want us to use us for your glory, for your ministry here in this world. Father, I pray this church, Galilee Baptist Church, through their pastor, Lord, may you continue to bless them. May you enlarge their territory. Father, again, we commit to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.